All right, we got to Ray Giudice, our six-headed fan legal expert. Before we get to Ray, because I'm curious about guns, and when we'll find out who owns guns, who's shooting guns. Mother's Day at Hooters. They're doing a, listen to this, mothers eat free.
What?
On Mother's Day at all Hooters locations.
That's tremendous.
And that's up to $10.99, dine-in only, so you can't do takeout.
Yeah, no, don't do takeout.
Mom, I got wings coming.
No.
You got to take mom to Hooters.
I know where I'm going for brunch.
I like that.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yes, it is. That's a meal for free.
And then maybe you can get mom to put on the pantyhose and the little orange.
What was that?
Just kidding.
What, dude, how sick are you?
Pretty sick, probably.
Scale
in the
of 1 to 10, a solid 13.
In the whole scheme of things.
Talking about your mom or somebody else's mom, I never really know what, whose mom are you actually saying should do that.
My mom was a chorus girl in England. She looked pretty darn good with this.
All right, this just took a left turn.
Like a rockette. Hooters Kennesaw hosting the Georgia State Finals, too, by the way, for the Road to Vegas Swimsuit Contest, which is coming up on May 23rd. Weren't you trying to pull strings so we could go broadcast live out there for this?
Which event?
Apparently not. Hooters girls competing.
Oh, I like this event.
For a chance to represent Georgia in the Miss Hooters International 2015 pageant, which is happening in Vegas.
I wasn't doing this, but I'll do it now.
I would do this. VIP tickets are on sale now. They're selling fast. You can purchase your tickets at all your local Hooters. So take advantage of that deal. Ray, let me ask you about guns. And I bring this up because the guy who apparently supplied the guns to Aaron Hernandez, Oscar Hernandez Jr., and he's no relation, he pled guilty to charges including gun conspiracy, lying to the grand jury. He admitted shipping several guns from Florida to Aaron Hernandez up in Massachusetts months before the killings. And apparently, I'm assuming that the gun that actually committed the murder was not one of those guns.
You're correct about that.
But he did, I guess, illegally ship guns from one state to another. And I don't quite understand how that whole thing
works. You're going to have listeners who are going to know a lot more about this than I do. But what I'm going to say to you is that don't go and take your gun and ship it UPS unless you have a license. You're a dealer. It looks like there's laws about you can ship it to yourself, to a hunting camp if you're a hunter, to another state, but you have to be the person to receive it. Between ATF, Homeland Security, and the United States Postal Service, there appears to be more rules and regulations about the shipping of guns than anything else I've ever seen. So this guy apparently didn't fall under the umbrella of being a dealer, someone who's dealing in antique weapons. Wait a minute, you're telling me there was no bill of sale?
Yeah, right. In fact, he had other people buy some of these guns, and then he shipped them, and that's called shadow purchases, which is a real problem in states like New York under the Sullivan Act, where you can't own a handgun, but there seems to be a lot of handguns.
Do it the old-fashioned way, man. Put the gun in your trunk, drive to where it's got to be, and then hand it to a guy.
Well just by, and that follow-up, allegedly the weapon that was the murder weapon for the New York City cop that was killed last week, allegedly is a gun that was stolen here in Georgia, transported illegally into New York City and used as the murder weapon in the Bronx for this young New York City cop.
The U.S. attorney said people like Oscar Hernandez are part of the problem of illegal guns ending up in the hands of people who use them. And then his attorney, Oscar Hernandez, pushed back. And he says his client was not selling guns willy-nilly, but to a celebrity who he expected would use them responsibly.
Yeah, well, that's the best story he's got, but it still violates the law, and that's why he's going to do 22 months in a federal
pen. At that point, you're just throwing something up against the wall and seeing if it sticks. I mean, you're playing with house money.
Did you see that guy's yards per catch? We thought he was just going to do responsible things with that gun. Come on. It's over. You lost. Your man's going to jail.
And this is the kind of thing that the responsible gun owners out there, which are most people, are upset about, because they have to go through a lot of hoops and hurdles when they want to transport their guns, own their guns, store their guns. And most people do play by the rules. That's been my experience. And then you've got the criminal element out here that, you know, does this kind of
stuff. Well, isn't that the problem? There's too many bad guys with guns.
I blame it on the bad guys.
That make all the good guys with guns look bad.
You're right.
There's a relativeness to this. All right, that's going to give us a question. Do want to tell you, Ray Giudice, every Saturday morning, 8 to 10, Mark Lemke and I get together to do a little baseball show. He sponsors the interview. And every week, whether it's Faye Vincent, Ralph Branca, Greg Nettles, Mike Schmidt's coming up in June. We got a whole bunch of guys that will be coming up over the season. Ray Giudice gives you the interview of the week on that show on Saturday mornings right here on 680.
Okay, wrap up coming up next. Ray Giudice, thank you so much for joining
us
here on 680 The Fan.
See you, Ray.